Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is SEO expert and strategist Dagmar Gattel with SEO strategy tips, helping successful entrepreneurs and experts be seen as the number one authority in their niche and to create an empire online with SEO business strategy. In this SEO podcast, we will talk about the seven elements of my SEO strategy guide. So let's get started. The first element of my SEO strategy guide are business SEO conversions. Because, right, we all know traffic and rankings, that's great. But really, how do we make money online? We make money online only with the right business SEO conversions. Because at the end, that's why we are in business. If we wouldn't have any prospects who want to buy from us or any clients or customers who buy from us and exchange money with knowledge and experience, then we are not in business. People invest because we provide solution to their problems. So there are many things you want to have right on your side. You want to have it set up that you get the right leads, right? And that you get the right online traffic, but not only online traffic, the right targeted traffic. Because so broader the traffic is, so more challenges do you have to convert them. So broader the interest is they come in coming to your site, the more effort and energy it takes you to convert them. So the more you understand your visitors' intent and can fulfill their intent immediately, the better, because the higher is the conversion rate. So you can see it's also all about the right online focus and the keywords. And all these pieces really create the pie. Perhaps you don't know, but 70% of people coming to your website, they're researchers. They're not ready to buy today. They just want to find out more information. They are curious. But they are not in the buying mode yet. So you have only 10 to 15% of shoppers and buyers in each. So together the 100% is really mostly the researchers. I have a client and they are pretty well established as an authority in their field and they get a good amount of targeted traffic coming to her site. The challenge or her challenge in this specific case is that the opt-in. And an opt-in is like a newsletter or if you offer a download in exchange for name and email address. So her opt-in was just very boring. So she really didn't get a lot of downloads or a lot of people who wanted the download. So less people you get opting in, so less conversions you have, so smaller is your return on investment. It's really all about having a great balance of reaching out, getting the targeted traffic in, and providing something on your website that they are looking for. Make sure you have a freebie on your site so that you can catch the traffic because you put so much effort in getting this traffic coming to your site. And a lot of the traffic, they're not coming a second time. They are first-time visitors, and that's it. And if they did not like your site much more than your competitor's site, then the chance that they come back is just not there. So my tip is really for the business SEO conversions, this first element, that you make sure you have a freebie on your site where you can catch their name and email address. The second element in my SEO strategy guide is your positioning, right? So it's really all about, if you want to come up on the first page of Google as the expert you are, and if yes, there are many factors that influence your online positioning. It's for sure depending on the niche you pick, but also the niche you're recognized for. And that's a big illusion for people sometimes when they think in their mind they picked a niche, but when I look at the content, it has nothing to do with niche, or it's too watered down, or it's too broad. And the second is, do you solve a problem people looking for the solution? Or did you position yourself in a niche where there's really no existing search demand? So it means there is no existing niche. And it's also depending on how much your target market likes your content, right? Because we live in a time where creating content is good, but it's really not the end solution. The end solution is to create shareable content. Content your target market, content your followers, content your influencers cannot wait to share with others. It all comes down to how good are you positioned, that you fulfill your target market needs, that you understand their intent, and know what you need to provide to them that they cannot wait to share this content. 99% of the website are review in audit. They are not positioned in any niche. So they really write about everything and anything on the planet. Perhaps you think, how can this be? But it happens fast, right? So you start, you do your keyword research, you pick a main focus for your website, you start writing, and then you hear something and you want to write about, or you feel something you want to write about, or you think, and you don't research it, you think that's interesting for my target market, and you write about it. So after a while, you really water down your main focus, and then the search engines don't understand anymore what you want to be found for, so they're not letting you show up anymore on the first page of Google. You really need to have a main focus for your website to position yourself well. The third element in my SEO strategy guide is all about research. Many people think, oh, okay, we're researching our keyword and that helps us to position ourselves and the website and that's it. Where in reality, it's a process. And the process needs to be set up properly, not just doing the research once in a while whenever you feel like it. Research, the process, really includes that you define your target market first. And we already talked about it in another element. Defining your target market is crucial, because your target market is the one that helps you picking out your niche, helping you with your positioning, making sure you can convert them. Understanding what your target market wants is number one. I worked with a client, and his goal was that he wanted to help to that people have a bigger chance when they have problems with the government systems that they can get help from. And he wanted to be kind of the advisor to lead them, to guide them. But he positioned himself as a political advisor, somebody who would help a political candidate to get into office. His target market did not understand what he was looking for, so he had a hard time to bring the traffic to his website because the search engines neither understood who his target market was and how they could connect him with his target market. after you define your target market, you really need to pick your perfect online niche. Changing a niche over time is tough. So it's really important that in the research element, you put a good amount of time and energy in. It's like building a house, right? This is really your foundation. And could you imagine that you did not build your foundation right? You would have to go back after your house is built, after the roof is on top of your house, after you have the carpet and the plumbing in and the furniture in, you have to go back to your foundation, to your concrete base and change something there because you didn't put enough steel in. Unbelievable, right? And that's the right approach with your niche. You want really to have the perfect niche to build on. Another part of the research process is looking for the different type of keywords. So you have informational keywords. That's the keywords people look for, free information mostly. Then you have the commercial keywords where people are willing to pay money for. And the commercial keywords, they are pretty easy to identify because they already have one or two words in it, which makes you clear and gives you a clue about if people are looking for a product, if people are looking for a service, or if they are just looking for what is or how to. And then also you need to research your competitors, finally. Only when you know who your competitors are, you really can pass them. So if you're just researching keywords, but you didn't research for your target market and look what they really want to have, then you could attract the wrong people. So first, define your target market's needs, and then research a keyword displaying their needs. The fourth strategy is all about on-page SEO strategies, and I think that's the one people are most familiar with. So it's all about what you do on our website that influences the search engines. But that's only 30%. It's keyword placement and image alternative tags. So just name the two most important ones. So you want to understand what the search engines look for on your website that you can come up on the first page of Google. Keyword and meta title, they are just crucial. The fifth element is the SEO platform. So it's your real estate you implement your SEO business strategy on. It's about functionality. It's about accessibility. You really want to carefully choose your SEO platform because it influences negatively or positively your performance, your site speed, or your bounce rate. So before you make a final decision, if you go with an easy-to-build site, which is a great solution for right now, or you start perhaps with a WordPress site, which is long-term for sure a great business decision because there are endless opportunities. The sixth part is your off-page SEO strategies. Not many people know that this is 60% of your online ranking results. And it comes from the social media sharing and recommendations or backlinks. So your off-page SEO strategy really can catapult your website from unknown to an authority site. Make sure you spend a good amount of time in your strategies, not only on your on-page. And the last element there, element seven, is all about analyzing, testing, and improving your site. So you don't know where they are coming from and you don't care where they are going, then it's like the story from Alice in Wonderland. Using this for your SEO strategy is just deadly. So you can see all the seven strategies really help you much more to convert the traffic, the target traffic, and give you the ROI and the conversions you're looking for. Go to SEOstrategyPlan.com and get there free access to our SEO strategy premium training, including the 7 fatal SEO mistakes successful entrepreneurs make when building their authority online. And also you get podcasts, SEO articles, audio library training, invitation to live webinars, free SEO Q&A sessions, and much more. With this training, you will gain a much better understanding about the what and why of creating the best SEO strategy plan for unique online needs. Remember, becoming the number one online authority in your niche isn't luck. It's a decision. This is SEO strategy expert and certified SEO master, Dagma Gatal, signing off for today. I wish you an amazing day and tune in again next week.